on this post-it note, please record your sermon. So am I good? Am I recording? I'm not that hip. Someone just aim a phone in my face. The last time I was here a couple weeks ago, Yes. And we made a promise that we were going to come back tonight. Remember that part? Yeah. And we were going to bring a Methodist with us. Remember that part? who brought a Methodist? Anybody brought a Methodist?
We did.
Yeah, a Methodist? Anybody else? Another Methodist? Good, good. Okay, the rest of you, you didn't do what I asked you to do. So, if you can get them here before the reception, that will count. They can't get here before the reception. You can invite them to other activities in the life of this parish, okay? So I'm going to give you one more chance. When I was in college, I got a new roommate. The beginning of my sophomore year, we had met through a campus ministry program, and we quickly agreed that it would be good if we lived together. Once we began rooming together, however, I discovered my new roommate was a person with very strong opinions. Have you lived in a dorm room before? I mean, like a dorm room like in the 80s, not one of these fancy dorm rooms, like a kind of like Cool Hand Luke sort of dorm room. Really strong opinions, and he tended to share these opinions aloud a lot. And they really weren't opinions, they were really more strongly held convictions. One of his strongest opinions, one of his most deeply held convictions was that he knew the identity of the greatest rock band of all time. For him and for anyone else he could convince, the greatest rock band of all time was Kansas. Let me be clear, he was wrong. Kansas is not the greatest rock band of all time. Kansas is not even the greatest rock band named after a state. Nevertheless, he never gave up on this, so we listened to the group Kansas without stop in our dorm room. Though I have not seen my college roommate in years, I still get Kansas flashbacks. I'll be minding my own business. I'll be in some kind of important meeting, and some phrase from a Kansas song will just pass across the screen of my mind. Preparing for this evening and considering the readings chosen for this evening's renewal of ministry, and praying and pondering that St. Paul's and Father Tuttle are about to enter into a long-lasting season of life-giving and fruitful common ministry together, Kansas showed up. Unbidden. Now don't hang on. Nothing lasts forever but the earth and sky. Slips away. Come on, choir. And all your money on another minute bomb. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wrong we are. We gather to give thanks for Father Johnny's call to St. Paul's, to give thanks for Johnny and Nikki and their family putting down roots in Kingsport, as we pray and plan for a long-haul gospel ministry work together. We do so realizing the dustiness of our existence. Others have gone before us, and we stand on their shoulders. And others, God willing, will come after us. And it is our prayer to ever give thanks for the good and faithful and gracious way all of us will lead and serve in this season. Tonight, however, we are called to pay attention to this moment, to recognize how God's Spirit is doing a new thing now here in 2019. We don't need to look back and pine for some never land, nor do we need to look too far ahead. Rather, we need to pay attention to what is before us and see how God's Spirit is seeking to bless us now. Preparing for tonight's liturgy, Father Johnny sent me a note with recommendations for this evening's lessons. For the gospel reading, Father Johnny chose the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, where Mary shares her very fresh news that God is planning to do a new and amazing thing in and through her body. The incarnation is going to first take up room in her very flesh and blood. Upon hearing that Mary has entered in her home, the child inside Elizabeth, the child that would be John the Baptist, leaps. And the Holy Spirit fills Elizabeth to announce blessing to the young woman and the child to be inside of her, that would be a blessing to all who would ever follow after him. It is a great reading for us tonight. But along with the reading, Father Johnny gave me an insight into why he chose this lesson. His note mentioned the idea of Mary and Elizabeth embracing each other with the Christ between them. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I thought about this lesson, I've always kept a kind of physical space, sort of a kind of appropriate distance between Mary and Elizabeth. I think maybe I've seen too many icons or too many Sunday school images where there is some distance between them. There's a gap between those two bodies. One is young and one is old. And yet Father Johnny hears this reading and he sees them embracing, two women sharing the impossible joy that is growing inside of them both. In this note to me, Father Johnny commended to me an image called the Windsock Visitation, which is a painting by Brother Mickey McGrath in order to help me see what Father Johnny now sees in this reading. Brother Mickey painted the Windsock Visitation as a commission for the Monastery of the Visitation. I want you to know the bishop is really high tech, okay? I am way high tech. We have a thing at the office called a color printer. And I Googled an image, and I had someone else print this out for me and put it on a poster board, and it's right over there, okay? That is how high-tech I am. So after the service, I would encourage you to spend some time looking at that image of the Windsock Visitation. Let me tell you a little bit about it, though. The Monastery of the Visitation is a group of monastic sisters, and they live in North Minneapolis. And this image shows two women embracing, and above their heads is a windsock. And that windsock is blowing happily in the wind. Brother Mickey included the windsock in the painting because the group of monastic sisters in North Minneapolis, well, they hang a windsock outside their house as a signal to the neighborhood children that it's okay to come in and take part in after-school activities. For the children, when they see the windsock, it lets them know that the community of sisters now also has room for them. What an image. You see, the Visitation is not a story about the elect. It's not a story about the chosen few. It's not the story about the world's smallest sorority. The Visitation is an embrace of two women that also invites the rest of us to join them in the embrace, to see that God's new thing growing in Mary and the forerunner of the Christ growing in Elizabeth will now both grow up to call everyone to salvation and wholeness. The Methodists in the room, I'm going to talk to the Episcopalians for a second, okay? You want to check your phone or check email right now? Too often as Episcopalians, we act as if God's work in and through us is some kind of state secret. What do those people do behind those red doors in that church? Are they currently taking applications? Folks, let's be clear. Let's hang the windsock out by the red doors and let everyone know that the wind of the Spirit is blowing both inside this church and outside these walls. We are here tonight to celebrate new common life together. A young priest and his family have traveled from a far and distant land called Georgia. Be with you and put down roots. They are open to embracing and being embraced. There is a wind that is blowing. It is right to say that the wind blows through time and that all our plans are indeed fleeting. Thank you, college roommate. But it is also right to say that God's Spirit chose to reach out to us in time and through time. And that the wind of the Spirit never ceases moving, not in this life or the next. This is a liturgy where we celebrate that ministry is being renewed at St. Paul's. But this is not simply the new ministry of a new priest. And this is not simply the ministry of your deacon, Chris. The ministry being renewed is the ministry of all the baptized. Yes, your priest is new, and he is young. But please recall that the visitation we see and hear in St. Luke's Gospel is an embrace of young and old, of different generations coming to understand that God can do a new thing in us in every season of our life. So our task here is not simply to pray for Father Johnny and root him on in the ministry of God, the Gospel. The task here tonight is for all of us to understand that we are being invited into the embrace of the Incarnation. Christ and his mother have chosen to travel all this way to Kingsport, to St. Paul's, to enter into the open door and to shout her arrival even before we see her. So here's the image. Two women, one old, one young, and they are embracing. And they are inviting you in. And the Christ is in their midst. And there's a windsock outside. And it is blowing in the wind, letting the whole neighborhood know it is time to play.